Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Brian Bacco joins me for the first segment of the 1 o'clock hour. We're breaking down Mike Tomlin's news conference. Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount+. Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries yet, Brian, forcing him to fight for everything he's built and to protect his empire. Watch the new season of Tulsa King, now streaming exclusively on Paramount+. So I don't know if you share this opinion, but I've never heard Tomlin, unsolicited and solicited, talk about, I'll call it excuses. We're somewhat limited with some of our schematics defensively. He can't say that enough, Brian. And then in came Benzie from the top rope saying, if you're limited defensively with your schematics, how about offensively? And this is how that went.
You asked earlier if the secondary issues were perhaps limiting some of the things or holding, making you hold back some of the things that you could do on defense. Are you at all being forced to hold back some things you might be able to do on offense because of some of the pass protection concerns?
No.
I don't think he was telling the truth there. I don't think they're pushing the ball down the field specifically this past Sunday because they didn't want to get Aaron Rodgers killed, because, and he still took a number of hits, by the way. Do you agree? And what do you think about Tomlin constantly bringing up the schematics on defense?
Well, I think the difference in why he answered those questions that way was they're not injured on the offensive line. I think he was making a point that they're injured in the back end of their secondary, and that's why he's bringing that up. I think, you know, game planning based on your strengths and weaknesses relatively on offense is, you know, that's every week, that's every season. So, yeah, I mean, you can do certain things when you have a better protecting line and certain things when you can't. I just don't think he was looking at it the same way, because he was referring to health impacting one aspect and not the other.
Yeah, I guess where, you know, Benzie was coming from was, okay, you have a situation in your secondary, whatever it is that's affecting your schematics. Do you have a similar situation, basically because your offensive line stinks, that's keeping you from what you're doing offensively? So I guess where we arrive, Brian, is do you think that that game plan was tailored to protect and insulate the offensive line the other day? Because Aaron Rodgers took like 1 second to release the ball every time.
Not particularly, but I think this is 3 weeks in a row now where they've played a team that is stronger in their front seven than they are in the back end, and the Patriots were probably the best example of that. I mean, even last year with the Jets, and I guess you can say they didn't have a very good O-line last year either, but man, if that's the case, then they did the ultimate 180 from last season to week one against the Steelers defense. But I mean, his average intended air yards and average completed air yards have been dropping pretty much every season. And this year, again, they're already even lower than they were a year ago with the Jets. So I don't know if that's more of a factor of his playing style now or the Steelers offensive line or both.
Well, I felt like the second they signed Aaron Rodgers, what we were going to get was late stage Ben, which wasn't a terrible thing. He could still make throws and still win some games. And I think that's exactly what we have, is a guy who wants to get rid of the ball quickly. does not want to take a ton of punishment at this point in his career. And you remember, I mean, the last 2 years of Ben's career, it was constantly a topic. Why don't they go over the top more? Teams don't respect their ability to go over the top. Is it the line? Is it the receivers? Is it the scheme? Is it Ben? What is it? And I think we're starting to face some of those same questions, Brian. Let's hear what Mike Tomlin said about Rodgers, and then I'll throw it to you.
Mike, after the game, Aaron Rodgers said he didn't play well. Just how, through these first three games, is he what you expected coming into this season?
He certainly has been, and not only in terms of his play, but in terms of his relationship with the game, how he interacts with teammates, how he loves the preparation process. All of those things have been double thumbs up, and so it's reasonable to expect the in-stadium performance to mirror that. And so he may be disappointed with how he played last week, but we got an opportunity this week to do something about it. And just watching him day to day is not a high level of concern in terms of the outcome being what he and we desire.
Thoughts on Tomlin and thoughts on, you know, the comparisons between Rodgers and late stage Ben?
Yeah, here's what's interesting to me about this, particularly this week, Joe. And, you know, I don't think this was a question that had to be asked or even should have been asked because Mike Tomlin would have spiked it. But the Vikings probably could have had him. And they decided they would roll with the status quo of J.J. McCarthy. I don't know the exact timeline of acquiring Wentz, but I generally trust that front office and that coaching staff. And if they thought it wasn't really worth it, maybe we aren't going to see Aaron Rodgers take a major step forward in terms of hitting a ceiling to be better than, like you said, late-stage Ben, where I think not necessarily Ben could still think the game and see the game really well, which is why they were in shotgun five wide so much. But the pure arm strength was not what it used to be, obviously.
What's wrong with the Steeler run game? Is it more about the scheme, backs, or offensive line?
I think Arthur Smith understands scheme, but I'll also acknowledge, you know, yes, he had Derrick Henry, and then he basically went straight into Bijan Robinson, so he was set up pretty well there from OC to head coach before he got to Pittsburgh, but I mean, he turned other guys into, you know, pretty good runners, whether that was Cordarrelle Patterson or Tyler Allgeier, I think his name was, with the Falcons. So, yeah, I think it's mostly on the O-line, but I think that's the case with most teams. Good running backs tend to look great when they have a really good O-line. Bad running backs tend to look okay when they have a really good O-line, and great running backs do things like Derrick Henry and Saquon Barkley when they have really good offensive lines.
Brian Batko, the Post-Gazette, joining us as he does every Tomlin Tuesday or whatever day Tomlin talks to sort of break down the news conference. What else stood out about the conference today? He talked about Daniel Okwale. I actually think there's something there. I wouldn't mind having him more often than Benton at times. You?
Yeah, that was one thing I was curious about. If that would have been in there, I might have just said, okay, the inclusion of Derek Harmon, how does that allow you to try some different wrinkles with your D-line? Where and how you use Keanu Benton, Y.A. Black, Daniel Okwale? I just think if you can give Keanu Benton fewer snaps, maybe he can find some more productivity. Give him you know, maybe a different alignment than just purely playing the nose tackle spot all the time. They've got to get something going up front, and simply adding Harmon to the mix is good for that, to elevate everybody maybe. And again, you know, you brought up the constant sort of acknowledgement of the injuries and the lack of schematics. I wanted to make this point earlier, Joe. I don't recall that being mentioned. Was it 2 or 3 years ago when, all credit to Mike Tomlin and Terrell Austin, maybe one of their best coaching performances, they beat Tom Brady and the Bucks with a secondary that included Josh Jackson, Quincy Wilson, and Elijah Riley. I don't think any of those guys are even still in the NFL. So, you know, the schematics were what they were for that game, and they found a way to not hemorrhage yardage and third and long conversions.
The best part about this offense so far, by far, is the red zone, and that's a big deal. You know, I think that the Steelers are winning a little bit on the margins. I think Shelty would be very proud of them with turnovers, with red zone. What's been the key to their red zone offense? They seem to really have employed the jump ball, and that makes all the sense in the world to me.
Yeah, I think that's a big piece of it, but probably the primary one is just who you have under center. Even if I said earlier that I don't know that Aaron Rodgers is really going to be taking the top off of defenses with the deep ball the way he could in his prime. When you get in tight like that, and it's so incumbent on making good decisions, knowing when and where you can fit the ball into a tight window versus when you should just go with your shack in the post, as Arthur Smith put it. I think that's huge in the red zone. And I think the in-between years of Ben to Rodgers, they had guys who were not quite as adept at that, whether it was Mitch Trubisky, Kenny Pickett, you know, even a not young, but, you know, hadn't started a ton of games, Mason Rudolph. Justin Fields with his legs was a cheat code when they got in there. But Aaron Rodgers knows exactly what he's doing when it comes to utilizing Mount Washington and DK Metcalf, who caught the Brett Favre tying touchdown from Rodgers and the Brett Favre passing touchdown from Aaron Rodgers, going to number four for both of those, Brett.
Ah, I didn't think of that. Well, enough about the actual football. Let's get to the important stuff. Limits and I have numerous questions on your trip that you're shortly leaving for, Brian.
Okay.
What's the flight plan? Where are you going to first? How long does it take to get to Ireland? What time are you arriving?
I am flying through Toronto, and I've got a layover tonight. And that then it'll be the long trip over from Toronto to Dublin, which I think it's like 6.5, maybe 7 hours to fly across the pond there from the Great White North. So, that's going to be the toughest part of it. And much like the players are going to say, I'm hoping to sleep on the plane, Joe, although I didn't bring a neck pillow or anything like that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hopefully I can just lean against the window and be okay.
Well, I can tell you in 1997... I flew to Ireland to meet my brother over there, and we landed as the sun was rising, and I've never over Shannon. We landed in Shannon, which is in the middle of the country, and I've never seen green as lush as that because the sun was rising. It was unbelievable. The people were incredible, and it was like walking back in time, at least out in the countryside, walking back in time 1,000 years It's too bad Ron Cook isn't on this journey. I think he would have enjoyed it. Do you agree?
Did he go in 97? Were you there for the Steelers game in 97, I take it?
No, I was not. I was there on my own.
Okay, it was separate from that. Okay, because that was the preseason game, the only other time they've hosted a game over there, also at Croke Park. Maybe Ron was on that trip. I don't know. But, yeah, he would have really livened up the PG gang for this one if Ron were there.
Do you have a question for Brian about his trip limits?
I'm looking at the map right now. Ireland is so much farther than I thought it was, Brian. I'm just curious, what do you most want to see in Ireland? And I also didn't realize that Ireland was so close to the United Kingdom, maybe because I can't read a map properly.
I sounds like you're having some geographical weak spots there, some blind spots limits. I think most people would, I don't want to say most people, but most people of your education level probably know that Ireland and the UK are rather close in proximity. But,
from Dublin, you might be able to see the UK, Brian. I'm looking at Dublin right now. It's right by the water.
You should take a train over there and see the changing of the guards,
I don't
Brian.
Think you can go through the water on the train. Do you think they have an underwater train?
I've been to London. I've been to London already, so I don't necessarily need to do that. Saw the changing of the guards with my wife. That was a lot of fun and a cool experience. But, yeah, as far as this week, somebody was telling me about the oldest pub in the world, established in like the 1100s. I'm very curious to see what that's like in there. And then just that
Ron covered the opening of that pub. You can stories on the wall
after the game. He went there for his post game beverage. I mean, I know that the Temple Bar area there in Dublin is kind of like, you know, their Times Square. So it'll be very touristy. It'll be mostly Americans, but that's okay. I don't think there's anything wrong with going to see the touristy attractions in a different country when you've never been. They're touristy for a reason, generally. Yeah. So I'll circle that. I'm going to be doing a lot of work over there, too, so I won't have a ton of time to go exploring. But, it's going to be a kind of a once-in-a-lifetime experience, maybe, because who knows how long I'll be doing this, and who knows when the Steelers will play a game like this again.
Now, Crowley's going to drink on the plane and then go straight to the bar when he gets off the plane. Is that your plan as well?
No, I don't think I want to try to sleep as much as I possibly can because this is an overnight flight and this is going to be my night of sleep. So it's kind of a non-negotiable thing and I certainly don't want to be out of gas when I get there. And yeah, it'll be like 8 o'clock, 8:30 a.m. when I land.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll see where the day leads me from there. But the other weird thing too, when you travel is like, do I try to keep myself on U.S. time or do you just have to acclimate? I know that's what these teams are trying to do too, but I'll probably just try to acclimate to Dublin time.
You have to, and I hope you have fun. The one thing I did when I was on the NHL beat is, obviously, I worked hard, but I always thought to myself, how many times am I going to be in Montreal or when we went to Tokyo or all these places?
I went to Providence this past weekend. I met up with my college roommate.
Beautiful. Yeah, you got to take advantage of it.
Right before the game.
So make time for that, Brian. There'll be a million games. There won't be a million trips to Ireland, and you can make that part of your stories.
Absolutely. I think I'm going to write a travel.
Thank you, Brian. Your phone is dead.
Oh, we're losing
Safe
Brian.
Travels.
He's now cutting out.
Yeah. I hope
and
he is.
And the mongoose will be on the loose.
Is there any big Steeler beat writer plans? Any big Steeler beat writer get-togethers?
Dulac taking you guys out to dinner?
Is Dulac paying for the dinner?
I don't know. I think that's all kind of TBD, but we'll be seeing plenty of each other there, and we'll have a good time. And thank you for those inspiring words, Joe. You just put me in a great frame of mind for this trip. I appreciate that, my friend.
Are there any big Steeler events that are going
Limits,
on there?
We don't have time for more questions. You keep piling on with questions. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I can read the room. It seemed like it was wrapping up, but by all means, Limits.
Bert Lawton is out there saying, anyone else? And Limits keeps
anyone
piping
else?
In. He's
yep,
like he's like
me.
He's like Benzie at the end of the Tomlin.
Here I am.
Go ahead, Limits. One
more. I'm curious if there's going to be like any big Steeler beat writer get-togethers or meetups or if there's any Steeler event that's going on. Like, is it going to be like the owner's meeting where Tomlin sits down and there's a nice
question.
Little dinner
good
that
question.
Goes on? Anything like that?
Oh, I don't think it's going to be with the team because they're not getting there till Friday morning. But, yeah, I think there's going to be a beat writer dinner where we can all break bread, maybe some soda bread, because when in Dublin.
Even with the Trib guys, so you and Gormy the Owl could break bread?
Oh, I don't know if they're going, but yes, other outlets will be included. This won't be a territorial anchorman type of brawl in the street.
Will Nick Faribault be invited?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I was talking to Nick about the trip. He's looking forward to it as well, so I'll see him over there.
Do you take any drugs before a plane trip, Brian?
Hey, I thought we weren't allowed to ask any more questions.
No, I just got curious about that. I'm not talking hardcore. I'm talking things to put you to sleep.
No, I've never had to do that. I've never really had much trouble sleeping on a bus or a plane. So knock on wood, I'll be able to go out, you know, organically here.
How did Ray Fittipaldo get kicked off this flight? He was originally on it. Did Mackey steal his ticket?
I don't think so. That would be a question for Ray. But, yeah, we are going to miss Ray immensely there for sure.
Thank you, Brian. You enjoy You're yourself. Welcome.
Thanks, Brian.
Have a safe trip.
You couldn't resist, Joe. All right, see you guys.
Joe, I'm looking at Google Maps right now.
Yes.
And there's these, like, lines that go from
Ireland. You're still looking for Ireland.
Well,
it's next to England limits.
I found Ireland. But I'm looking at these lines that go from, like, Dublin to the UK. Are these, like, boat routes? Or is there, like, an underground, like,
What am I, a
passageway?
Geographer?
I don't know.
I don't know what they are.
You're the savvy old Newtown. I thought maybe you'd
know
this.
Yeah, it's 5 minutes away, but the water's the problem limits. You have to get on a boat.
So are these like the routes that the boats take?
I don't know. You'd have to show me the map.
Whenever I go up to Geneva, I always wonder if I can see Canada. It's only like 45 miles away across the water.
I hear you
and
can
I never
see Russia
see
from Alaska. Didn't somebody once say that? I don't know. I'm geographically as geographically challenged as the person who said that was. I don't know.
Apparently you're not nearly as geographically challenged as I am.
No.
What did I learn in geography class?
Not much. Do you wish we were going like Crowley is?
Honestly, yeah. But I'd miss the whiteout. What would I rather? I'd probably rather go to Ireland, yeah. I'm Irish.
Wait, you even have to weigh that? Watching the whiteout on TV compared to a trip to Ireland?
Well, no, I'm going to the game and college game day's there, but
well,
yeah, I'd rather
okay.
go to Ireland.
So
yeah.
a whiteout compared to a trip to Ireland?
Well, yeah, I'd rather go to Ireland. I've said it three times.
No, you had to think about it.
I gave it a 5-second pause or a 2-second pause, yeah.
Now, are you going to be cheering wildly for Penn State on Saturday?
Of course. Why wouldn't I be? Am I going to boo every time they score? No, we don't want that. Of course I'm going to be cheering in the stands.
The guy behind you has a Pitt golf shirt on. Are you two getting along back there? What's his name?
Yeah, this is Ryan. Here, introduce yourself to the crowd.
Hey, everybody. My name is Ryan.
Where are you from?
I'm a Point Park student.
Point Park. That's where my wife went. Also Tom McMillan of Penguins lore. Also Bob Pompiani went to Point Park. Where were you born? Where'd you grow up?
I grew up from West Mifflin, so about 5 minutes from Kennywood.
How old are you? 21. All-time favorite Kennywood ride.
Oh, Jackrabbit.
The Jackrabbit.
Not even a question.
It was fixed limits. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, every Jackrabbit ride was fixed when I was on it.
How was it fixed?
What do you mean, how is it fixed? They know who's going to win before it starts.
The racer's definitely fixed.
Oh, yeah, I think I was thinking of that.
Yeah, there's not two Jackrabbits.
My all-time favorite is the one that plunged into the water, the Pittsburgh Plunge.
Yeah, that was fun. I always liked when, Pitt football would go there, and they'd all stand on the ledge, and they'd have half the team on the plunge.
That was half the ride,
half the pool would just float out into the little balcony that they had.
All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Sometimes we're so sort of insulated in our Steeler bubble, we forget about a lot of the other things going on in sports. Mike Gundy fired at Oklahoma State, and I don't even know what he did there on the football field. I mean, he did some good things. I just can't remember any of them off the top of my head except Mason Rudolph and James Washington smoking pit. What I remember him for, and I would imagine what most of America remembers him for, is this. Limits, do you have the tape, or are you working on the tape right
the
now?
The tape will be ready in about 10 seconds.
It's the I'm a man, I'm 40 rant. It was legendary, and so is his haircut, and always was. That's what I'll remember this man for, and man, is it a pleasure to go back to one of the great rants, I think, in sports history.
One of the best that you can find. Here it is.
If anybody hasn't read this article, I don't read it. This was brought to me by a mother of children. I think this is worth reading. Let me tell you why I want to talk about this article. Three-fourths of this is inaccurate. It's fiction. And this article embarrasses me to be involved with athletics tremendously. And that article had to have been written by a person that doesn't have a child and has never had a child that's had their heart broken and come home upset and had to deal with the child when he is upset and kick a person when he's down. Here's all that kid did. He goes to class. He's respectful to the media. He's respectful to the public. And he's a good kid. And he's not a professional athlete. And he doesn't deserve to be kicked when he's down. If you have a child someday, you'll understand how it feels. But you obviously don't have a child. I do. If your child goes down the street and somebody makes fun of him because he dropped a pass in a pickup game or says he's fat and he comes home crying to his mom, you'd understand. But you haven't had that. But someday you will. And when your child comes home, you'll understand. If you want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, you go after one that doesn't do the right things. You don't downgrade him because he does everything right and may not play as well on Saturday. And you let us make that decision. That's why I don't read the newspaper. Because it's garbage. And the editor that let it come out is garbage. Attacking an amateur athlete for doing everything right. And then you want to write articles about guys that don't do things right and downgrade them, the ones that do make plays. Are you kidding me? Where are we at in society today? Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40. I'm not a kid. Write something about me.
That's so great.
It's one of the great rant lines in sports history.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Keep that one coming back for the rest of the segment. You want to come after somebody? Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40. It just didn't add up in the end. Did it, Limits? Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40. Okay. What if you were 38? What if you were 41?
32 is not a man?
Yes. Oh, is that great stuff? Also, in the WNBA, Sandy Brondello from the New York Liberty, all she did was win a title last year and won everything in sight and had injuries all year, and they got rid of her. That's it for old Sandy Brondello, and you never knew she was there, did you, Limits?
No.
That's because you don't follow the WNBA. Mike Evans is going to miss a month. Poor Baker Mayfield. And the big news, of course, in the NFL is that Mr. Unlimited is going to be severely limited watching from the bench while Jackson Dart starts for the Giants. His first assignment is a rough one against the Chargers, but then he gets the Saints. This is a case of an NFL coach trying to save his job. And the only way that... Are you going to play that again?
Jackson Dart. Gunnar Olszewski gets the first down for the Giants.
You think we're going to get that on Sunday? Dart to Gunnar? Gunnar still playing for them?
I doubt it. We can only hope so. I don't know if Gunnar... Does Gunnar have a catch? Look up the Giants stats. That would be tremendous. This is a case of a coach whose job is on the line, and the only way he can save it, I think, is by showing his boss that, hey, here's this kid I drafted, and watch him make progress and develop, and I need to be the guy to do that. And that gives us hope for the future. And he's got to do it now because Daboll, at an 0-3 start, he's in danger of getting fired any week. You know, but if this kid plays well in the first couple weeks, then all of a sudden the narrative in New York goes from, my God, Brian Daboll is an absolute disaster, to, hey, he might have outsmarted everybody, including the Steelers, by drafting this kid. And he's already showing signs. And what else matters when you have your guy? What else matters? You can build around that. Now we have our guy. So we'll see with Jackson Dart. I wrote and said on draft day that the Steelers would long regret not taking him. And we'll see if I'm proven right or wrong. Anything else, Limits? Can you throw the Gundy thing back in there? I need a little mood lifter, if you don't mind. If you have the end of that, I'd love to hear it.
Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
Where do you think he goes, and should Pitt hire him?
Maybe they should think about it.
I'm serious about that. I mean, there are successful coaches who get fired. Just mentioned two of them, one in basketball, one in college football. Is Narduzzi doing enough to keep his job?
Well, I mean,
I think that's a pretty legitimate question these days.
Are we setting the buyout aside and acting as if Pitt has enough money to be able to buy out Narduzzi was the case?
It could be an exercise in theory. You're right.
Yeah, I mean, with Capel.
If that wasn't, let me ask you this then. If money was not an issue at Pitt, if the buyout wasn't prohibitive, as I don't think there's been exact reporting on it, but I think it is prohibitive from the reporting I've seen. If money wasn't an object, would Pat Narduzzi still be here? Would Alan Green still have him around? I don't think so.
Currently or by the end of the year?
Currently, right now.
I don't think so. They probably would have moved off after the end of last season.
The backyard brawl didn't help.
No. I don't think they would have fired him after the brawl if money wasn't an issue, but...
There's still some... What is he, signed through 2030?
Yeah.
They basically gave him a lifetime contract.
Yeah.
It's time to start winning again. It's time to start winning again. Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And What's Cooking, brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. I'm getting a crown put on today at 2:30 Limits.
Oh, that's going to hurt.
What? Why did you just tell me that?
For your tooth, right? A crown?
Yeah, where else are they going to put a crown?
I don't know. On your top of your head? I don't know. Are you Mr. Starkey, the king of the land? I don't know. Maybe you're going to Burger King and they're putting a crown on top of your head.
What do you mean it
hurts?
I was trying to have that. I never should have mentioned it.
No,
because now
have.
That's all I'm thinking about.
Are they putting you to sleep?
I don't know what they're doing. Did you have a crown put on?
No.
How do you know it hurts?
My dad's gotten one. I think it feels
no, I'm
very
not
good.
Even. I'm not going to go. I'm calling it.
You have to go.
No, I'm not. I'm not doing
it. Yes,
this.
You need to take care of yourself.
I thought this was easy. It was like a filling. What do you mean it's painful?
Well, I mean,
they
I don't
put
know
me
how
to
painful
sleep.
It is.
They, I mean, they get put to sleep in less than an hour?
I asked a question. I'm not saying that that's what they do. I don't know if that's
I'm
the case. I'm not a dentist.
No, I'm not in the mood for surgery today. What do you mean? Are they going to put me to sleep? It's that bad?
It was a question. I don't know if that's what they do for crowns. They probably don't.
Well, look it up now. Now that you mentioned it, and you have me freaked out now. I wasn't even thinking about it. I thought it was a routine thing. Rainy today with a high of 74. John Brown, a low of 65. John Jackson, fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. And fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. If you ever want to get a hold of Limits, that's the fan text line. And that comes to us via Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
No, Joe, the texters are also saying that crowns do not hurt. I am just an idiot.
Oh.
And I added the idiot part about me.
Okay. I feel better.
Yeah.
Thank you, Limits. Good night.
All right.
Do we still have another minute, or what do you want to do?
We still have 2 minutes.
Yeah, Steige was interesting.
Texter, crowns don't hurt. City is clueless. The most they do is check the fit and may need to grind it in a little bit, the crown.
No, that's comforting.
Other texter says, if Dart sucks, you better remind Joe every day limits. Don't worry. I will.
No, we have to agree now on a time limit. I mean, you're not going to be coming after me if he stinks against the Chargers. Peyton Manning was bad for a whole year. He led the league in interceptions. I get a little grace period here, Limits. John Elway stunk in his first game.
I will give Jackson Dart 4 games.
Okay.
I'll give him 4 games before I ultimately say that he's bad. Now, if he plays bad, I'll say, oh, no, didn't look very good. Just like J.J. McCarthy. I'm going to try to bat 1,000 between J.J. McCarthy and Jackson Dart. Which quarterback do you think has a better chance of hitting J.J. McCarthy or Jackson Dart? I honestly think Dart's the answer to that.
Absolutely, Dart. Hey, it wasn't just me saying it. It was Jack Ham. It was Ben.
Yeah.
It was
two very, very, very good football minds.
It was Dan Orlovsky when he wasn't running out of the back of the end zone.
Yeah.
A lot of people like Jackson Dart. Brian Daboll knows a thing or two about quarterback's limits, or maybe he doesn't. I don't know. I don't even care.
Gundy was at Oklahoma State for 21 years. How about that?
How many conference titles? You should know. You're the beat writer.
2 or 3.
He probably won 10.
He didn't win 10. Went in the Big 12. Texas was in that conference. Oklahoma with Baker and company. Lincoln Riley before they moved.
All right. Over conference titles, over under 3.5.
I'm going to go under.
I can't find it, and it's too late. Good night, Limits.
All right, good night. See you tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.